Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your lives. Now, here's your host, Jim Rome.
Thank you for tuning into Global Air Force.
Today, we're presenting the second part of a two-part series with our special guest, David Lopez.
David is a graduate of the Global School of Supernatural Ministry. That's from Global Awakening. If you'd like to find out more about him, you can find him on Facebook as David Lopez.
Now, today we will be repeating some part of the first part of the interview where David tells his poignant account of his early life and a gripping tale of what God has done since then. David, hi.
Hello, Dr. Rome. Well, I have to, first of all, I want to say it's an honor and a privilege for me to be here. I'm here because the Lord has had grace and mercy upon my life. I believe that it is my responsibility through my past, my testimony, to reach the lost, to reach anyone that might be struggling with drugs, alcohol, feeling unworthy, feeling hurt, pain. I believe that is the reason why I'm here.
Wow. Can't get any higher calling than that. So
I was a functioning addict.
It means you could work.
I worked. I was living with the mother of my children. So I had a family which I was raising as a functioning addict. And also I was hiding some of these addictions from the mother of my children. I did this for many years. Eventually, it did destroy that family. But I'm here today is a miracle. And the reason I say that is that I had a couple of personal experiences. To start, I overdosed on heroin, which is a very addictive drug. And I had drunk a large amount of alcohol. The combination of the two caused me to OD. Now, my reality was that when I did open my eyes, and I'm thankful that the Lord permitted me to open my eyes, was that I had an EMT in front of me, a police officer to my side, I had an intravenous going into my arm, and I also had some patches with metal on my chest, which I was prepared to be given electroshock. So I feel very blessed. The fact that the Lord gave me the opportunity to open my eyes, that the Lord didn't turn his back on me, that he did not abandon me, that he gave me another chance. Now, what I'm going to say next is where the insanity kicks in. And here is what took place 6 months later from that overdose. There was a second overdose. And you would wonder why, after going through an experience like that, why would you ever take a chance of taking your life, even though it was not intentional? It was so bad, the addiction I had, that it did turn into an insanity. However, the addiction, the drugs, the alcohol, I seemed to believe that it was stronger than me. I couldn't find a way to stop. Now, little did I know that not only did I endure overdose and then a second overdose, my family would turn their backs on me, friends, everyone would turn their back on me. I found that my new best friend became incarceration. And Dr. Rome, I wish I could really say that I learned after the first time. The truth of the matter is that I must have went to jail a dozen times.
A dozen times.
To be exact, the number's probably 13. And that's one of the reasons that I know that me being here is a miracle. because the Lord, not only did he give me a second, a third, a fourth, the fact is I don't know how many chances the Lord has given me. It's too many for me to count, because for many years I have turned my back on the Lord.
How'd you do that? I mean, did you come to a place of realization that you needed him? I mean, how'd you know you were turning your back? Because some people are blind. How did you know that happened?
I was blind, but now I can see.
I think we're going from a story into the sermon. Yeah, that was just the introduction. Okay.
It is such a blessing that I can see. Being able to see these days has been through a long journey, and of course, repeated incarceration. It wasn't until the very last time, and I'm claiming it the very last time, which was in 2007, doesn't seem that long ago. I mean, I can remember the details of practically everything.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there is things that sometimes we'd rather not remember. But see, I surrendered my life over to the Lord, and this was approximately September of 2007. I found myself in the Dauphin County Prison, which my understanding was at the time, it was considered one of the three worst county jails in the nation. Now, I had surrendered my life over to the Lord. I decided that, or the Holy Spirit within me revealed this to me. What I did know was I couldn't live that type of life anymore. I wanted to live a normal life. I no longer wanted to live my life waking up thinking, how was I going to get high? How was I going to get drunk today? I don't have any money, but I'm sure I'll figure a way of doing it. I did not want to live my life anymore that way. I didn't want to live my life the law looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because after repeated incarceration, I found myself being on parole, having to live because of consequences. I had to be accountable. And because many times I felt I couldn't be accountable and report, I ran. I didn't report to my parole officer, which of course made things worse. But going back to 2007, September, where I surrendered my life, I surrendered to the Lord. I said, I just want to live a normal life. I want to be a responsible father. I just want to have the things that we all would like to have.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You had no friends by then, huh?
I had no friends, I had no money, I had nothing. So when I got released from jail in January of 2008, knowing that the reality is that I shouldn't be out of jail. However, this time what was so different, aside from the fact that the Lord got my attention and permitted me to be released, was that this time I didn't leave Jesus at the door.
Okay, so when you were in jail, you thought about Jesus. When you were in jail, you had a different attitude?
Yes. Not only did I surrender my life over to the Lord in September of 2007, so I was in jail for a period of 6 months. One day is too much in jail, and I was there 6 months. I must have lost between 20, 30 pounds. I had no money for, I had no one to drop money off to me for commissary. And so I found myself losing weight in jail. And this time, not only did I go to regular church services in jail and read, I read a number of books in jail, was reading my Bible. This time I did not leave Jesus at the door.
Yeah, interesting, yeah.
I found myself through a period of 9 months, because that is the amount of time it took before I was finally sentenced for the drug charge. I found myself each day wanting more and more of the Lord. But during that period, I found it very difficult because I was in a state of mind that I did not know what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
the drug charge that I had pending, which is they classify it, or it's called a PWID, possession with intent to deliver, was a mandatory sentence of anywhere from 1 to 4 years upstate in an upstate jail. Now, I will have to say that the outcome of that, not only did I not serve not one day of that sentence, praise the Lord, I was given electronic monitoring for 1 year. There were consequences towards getting my license back, having to take classes. I'm currently on supervision still. I'm towards the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm at a different place today. Not only did the Lord free me of that sentence, He's done so much more. Now, what do I mean by that? He's permitted me to know truly who He is. One of the ways that He's done that is by bringing me to this school, the Global School of Supernatural Ministry. Mm-hmm. The Lord had sent, I call her the missionary, a former student to my doorstep. At the time, and I continue to do this, I was I'm a computer technician. And so she came to my house looking for a laptop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the way we met, this was at the market in town, mm-hmm. the Broad Street Market. I gave her a business card. The scripture on the business card is what brought her to where I was living at the time.
Mm-hmm. What was that scripture?
That scripture is Psalms 89:16. In thy name all shall rejoice, and in thy righteousness they shall be exalted.
Mm.
Now, we had had a conversation over an hour about the Lord and nothing about computers.
Oh my.
So I, even being a new Christian that I was, understood that the Lord was speaking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Through her.
Divine connection.
Divine connection.
Mm-hmm.
She also understood this also. And I am thankful to her that the Lord would use her to reach me. It was because of her that I found out about the school. And at the time, I actually had other plans. I had plans of furthering my education and improving my resume as a computer technician. So I was going to go to the local college in Harrisburg, HAC.
Okay, uh-huh.
And I truly believe that I would have no problem going there.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have doubts. I did not truly believe that I would be accepted to Global. So what eventually happened was that the doors got closed of any possibility of going to HAC. And that which I thought,
you wouldn't get in, you got in here.
Exactly.
Here we are. This girl comes to your door for a computer laptop, and she sees a verse of scripture. What was that scripture again?
In thy name all shall rejoice, and in thy righteousness they shall be exalted. Psalms 89:16.
That was on your card.
That was on my business card, mm-hmm. which I had actually handed to her at the Broad Street Market.
Okay.
That there was a day that I was handing out flyers and cards.
Okay. For business, for your computer business?
To drum up business.
Okay. And that works?
It was working at the time.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Now my focus these days is going to school, getting equipped, mm-hmm. growing,
mm-hmm.
and just maintaining, above all, my relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I do continue to work as a technician. I do it from my home part-time,
mm-hmm.
and I also clean the church where I go to.
That gives you some things to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good. It does. And but above all, it's getting equipped that I could reach the lost, that I could help someone that might be struggling or going mm-hmm. through some of the experiences or struggles that I did in the past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the reason I'm here today.
Wow. Yeah, and I think that's the reason I'm here, too. You and I were discussed to reach one person is so important. I mean, somebody listening today, you are so important. You may not know all the work and effort it's taken for him and myself to get here and have this program to reach you with this man's story. And you're valuable to God. You don't have to believe you're lost, because the Lord he's looking for you. And are you looking for him? You don't want to live your life lost. And that's what sometimes Christians are referring to, you know, somebody not born again in these terms. But the serious thing to think about now is being lost. Lost in your addictions, lost in lies, lost in fear. And you know, you're always running downhill. There's no hope and no sunshine for tomorrow. Do you feel you're lost today? David's come in today to share his experience in hopes somebody will say, that's me. I've had that experience. David, and you recuperated? You recovered? Explain that. Your life today. Where can this person that's under an addiction and been involved in crimes, what kind of future do they have? What can you tell us about that?
Well, I can tell you, first of all, that if you ever would believe that, I would get down on your knees, pray to the Lord, repent. Repent of anything that you know is wrong, that is against God's word. Anything that would make you feel shameful, not loved, not worthy. I have to tell you that the main reason that I grabbed on to drugs and alcohol, it started out as wanting to fit in and peer pressure. But the reason that I never let it go was because I felt unsure of myself. I felt insecure. I felt that I wasn't loved. And so for me, having those feelings, not being able to deal with things, I found a way or an avenue of escape through drugs and alcohol. Now, today, the new David, the transformation, because I truly have been transformed into what I would call a new creation.
New creation.
New creation. And I have a scripture to go with that. It's
good habit.
It's 2 Corinthians 5:17.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
You mean your entire life could just start to have a new approach, you have a new chance, another chance?
Yes, you can have another chance.
Wow.
The Lord will clean that slate. So you can have another chance. Why? Because the Lord loves us. The Lord loves each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. And that's why I'm here today, to let you know that I'm no different from any of you. That what the Lord did in my life, the miracle of giving me not only a second and third, a fourth, many chances, he did because he truly loves me. He loves all of us. And so I share this, I share my heart with you, so that you would know that the Lord can do the same for you. If you would truly surrender those problems, those burdens, the Lord can take away any problem. He could wash us, cleanse us, and you too can be a new creation.
God's power, love, and that is bigger than any problem that you've faced, anything that you've been involved in, or anything you've done. His power is bigger. He can reach below any pit that you've ever been in. His love and his ability to rescue you today can reach lower than you are and pick you up. And David is an example here today. I can see that he has been broken and life has been one huge merry-go-round, but not very satisfying. In the end, he would have been a loser or lost. And my friend, I had a chance just recently even to look into hell. And I saw a man standing in a pit, because in hell there's one vast field of flame, and then there's individual pits. And in this vision, I saw a man standing there burning like a wax candle, and there were other people standing around him, about four or five people. And the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said at that moment when that man entered that pit, when he first entered that pit, he said at the very moment when he entered in there, he wound up in that pit, he realized the significance of life. He realized the significance of his life. Now, his life was lost. You can lose your life even while you're just doing things day by day, getting deeper and deeper and further away. But you know what? You can't get so far away today that God isn't reaching out for you right now. No matter how far away you've strayed away, you strayed away from home, God, family, God wants you back. Come on back. Come on back. Would you pray for these people, David, please?
Yes, yes. And before I do that, I'd like to share these words that the Lord gave me. This kind of explains where I was at and where the Lord brought me to. These are the words. As I walk through the wilderness, I find myself lost, and in that pit of darkness, the Lord brings me a light that will shine and tell me I am His own. So today, I tell each and every one of you to just repeat this. I am His own.
I am His own.
I am His own.
I am His own.
Yes, I am His own. And so, what the Lord has done for me, He will do for you. He can free you of any burden. He can free you of any challenge, any struggle, any problem, because the Lord loves you. And so I do want to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you today for the true freedom you have given me in my life, Father. How you have freed me from drugs, alcohol. How you have freed me from lust, Father. How you have freed me from so many burdens, Father. You have given me that desire, that love to want to serve Thee, Father, and to help those that are lost, Your children. So, Father, I just pray for those that are lost, that are homeless, that are needy, for we're all needy. We all want more of You, Father. We want to be broken for You and only You, Lord. Father, that You would restore our hearts, that You would make us whole, that we would not have to run or hide, but what we could say, Papa, we love You because You are my provider, and I know that all my needs will be fulfilled, Father. So, Father, You know those that are on the radio listening, Father. I pray right now that You would touch their hearts. Touch their hearts. Father, I pray that Your Holy Spirit would touch them. Would let them know how much You love them. Father, that Your peace would come upon them. That they would truly know what love is. Your love, Father. I thank You, Father, for the opportunity not only of being here today, but that we have in this land where we can serve Thee freely, Lord, where others are being persecuted and martyred in Your name, Father. So I thank You, Father, for being free. Free, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I thank you, my precious brother.
Thank
Now you continue on going because there's significance in your life. It has a significance in a sense that it didn't before. There's significance in your walk, in your testimony, in your life now. I thank you again, David. David Lopez, I thank you so much. God bless you.
So, my friend, no matter how low you are today, how broken you are today, and how needy you are today, there is a God in heaven, and He is interested in your care right where you're at right now. It's His heart's desire to deliver you. You see, God is a healer and a deliverer. He is not a destroyer. He does not bring destruction and sorrow and grief that you may have learned from your childhood or what people say, that it was God that did this. No, my friend, the Bible says that God is good and everything that is good comes from Him. So, my friend, today, expect great things from God to deliver you no matter where you're at. I pray, Father, today for each and every listener today that is so needy today, that needs your love, your help, your power, and your healing. I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to reach down and heal that body, heal that life, touch that heart today, and we'll give you the praise forever and forever. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Why did He go to Calvary? What did He see in worthless me? His precious life He gave, my sinful soul to save. When I was lost, He came and found me. It's called mercy. And from my guilt, He then unbound me. It's called pardon. And when He sees the way I live, He can still say, I forgive. There's only one way to define it. It's called love.
Global Air Force wants you. Be a part of the Global Air Force Radio Ministry. Please go to our website at www.globalairforce.net. That's www.globalairforce.net.
Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force.